Command the kotli dummy. It's like the animal killed the person that the Baal HaShor should have to pay kaifer. Kamashmullah know that it's not the Shor directly killing the person, it's Bezdin killing the person. Therefore, the Baal HaShor does not have to pay kaifer. Rav Amar Rav says no, Li'erlam the Rav of a kotla. We could be talking about even in a case where the animal lived with the person and killed the person. Then you had a question, if so, Mali kotla berkanaya, Mali kotla berviya. What's the difference how the animal killed the person with his horns or with living with the person? He killed the person, so why doesn't the Baal HaShor have to pay kaifer? I'll tell you, yes, there's a difference. Karen kavanos lahazik. Karen does damage with his. Karen is kavanos lahazik. So when the animal kills somebody with kavon, with intentions of killing him, then the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer. But hi kavanos lahanoy satsmayu. But when the animal went to live with this person, he did it for intentions to enjoy himself, not to do damage. So since the animal only did it for his own enjoyment, that's why he's parted from kaifer. So Mar says, "Bamai pligi, what's the machlekes between Rava and the Teretz before?" And the Teretz says, "Beregel shadors agabe tinik." The chotzer anizik, like we had before, in a case where an animal kills the person by a regular mazik of regal, not with his keren kavanos lahazik, but just regular regal, where an animal just walked over a kid and killed a kid, for shot anizik, does the Baal HaShor have to pay kaifer? Le'abaya mishalim kaifer. According to Abaya, yes, you have to pay kaifer. So therefore here also, if the shor would have killed the person through revia, he would also have to pay kaifer. But L'Rava that says no, since he kills through revia, he does not have to pay kaifer. L'Mishalom kaifer here also. Regel would not have to pay kaifer. You only pay kaifer where the animal was kavanos lahazik. The Gemara says Tanya kavos the Rav. Bring your proof to Rav. It says shor istadin, this shor that was taught how to kill ain a chayiv misa. You should know if it goes and kills somebody, we do not have to kill the shor. The shor does not have a chayiv misa on it. And also, the kosher lagarbe korban. This animal is kosher to be brought for korban. Why? Mifnei shehu kemusa. Because it's like it was forced to do it. It didn't do it on his own. People taught it how to kill. But since other people had to teach it how to kill, it's not called to kill by itself. Therefore, just like a spotter from Isa, the same thing as kosher for korban. Now the Mishnah says, shor shenogach esodim. Or shor that gored a person, umeis, and killed a person, samuid mishalim kaifer. The tam potem in a kaifer. That's what the Tan of our mission holds, that a tam is potem from paying kaifer. But the zeh v'zecha yovemisa. In both cases, Bezdin is supposed to kill the shor. The chen beben, the chen bebas. It doesn't make enough nafkamino who the shor killed. Whether it was a kotin or a tinoikis, a young boy, a young girl, still we have to kill the shor. And still the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer like he killed the gadol. Nogach Eved Oyom, let's say your shor gored an Eved Kanani or an Omavri, Shifka Kananis, is Noisen Shloishim Sloyim. The Loch is you have to pay 30 Sloyim, that's the Kanas. Bein Shu Yofa Meyamona, or Bein Shen Yofa Ladinar Echod. Whether the Eved is a strong Eved that's worth 100, whether it's a weak one that's only worth 1 dinar, this is the Kanas. The Torah says you have to pay Shloishim Sloyim. So Mara has the question now. Since our mission is said that even a tam, the first time an animal kills the man, we have to kill the animal, is so, mu'ed hechim ishkakas lo. How do we have a case that an animal is a mu'ed to kill a person? How do you kill a person three times? After the animal killed the person the first time, Bezdin is supposed to kill the animal. So how do we have an animal that's here killing three times? Or my rabbi, hokam, my askinus, rabbi said, no, we're talking about over here, kagoin sham duhu lishloisha b'nayodim. That we just evaluated that this shor was about to kill a person. So that alone is enough to give him a shame, mu'it. So Rashi learns, it means, sherotzach rayim. We saw this shor running after a man. Ze achazer. Uborchu miponav, and the man ran away from the shor. The yomdu, and we evaluated here, shim leiborchu hayahorgun. That if the man wouldn't have run away, then this shor was running after that man with intentions to kill him. So we saw that this shor was about to kill a man. And that happened three times, so that's enough to make a shor mu'ed for killing a person. Even though the mitzvah of the shor did not kill the man, therefore the shor is not chayiv misa, but since we saw that the man wouldn't have run away, he would have been killed, that's enough to make the shor mu'ed. So the Kiddush, that's what Rabbi says. Rav Ashi says nothing doing. Umdina lav klomu. That we evaluate that he would have killed the person means nothing. Lamaisa, the shor did not kill the person, he can't become a mu'ed that way. Says so, where's the case that becomes a muid? Hello, Hoka Bamayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Hoka Bamayaskinon, Kagoin Shesikon, Lishloisha Bin Ayodim. That this animal gore attacked three people 3 different days, and he made each one very, very sick. He put him into a critical condition. And after he did it to 3 men, then all 3 of them died. So the Maisa, this one shore killed 3 men, so now he becomes a muid. Even though he can't kill the shore till after he did it 3 times. Rash lefikach leniskol bishnayim harishonim. Ugishenaga shlishu, when the animal killed the 3rd time, then all 3 of them died. Therefore, the Baal HaShor has to pay koifer. Because the 3rd time when he killed is called a muad killing, it has to pay koifer. Rav Zvid Omer, Rav Zvid says, yeah, right. Says when you're demia. Rav Zvid Omer, Rav Zvid says the Teretz is kagoyin shohorag shloisha behemos, that the animal killed 3 behemos, and if it kills the behemoth, we don't have to kill the animal. And then it killed a man. So mashmi hold that that's called a muad for another also. So Mari asked the kashya, if that's true, oh muad le behemah have a muad le yodim, is that true? Of course not. So what if he killed 3 behemos? But he's not called a muad for another. Ela rad omer asimi kagoyin shahorak shloisha tikachovim. That first this animal killed 3 goyim. And if an animal kills a goy, we don't have to kill the animal. And then he killed a 4th time a Jew. So that's why he's chai, that's why he's a muad. For the Gemara, does that make him a muad? Or muad li yerv di kachofim, maybe muad li Yisrael, is that true? Maybe no. Maybe a goy doesn't have a mazel. It's easier to kill a goy. So therefore the animal could kill a goy. But maybe he won't kill a Jew. So it's still not called a muad to kill a Yisrael. El arado, Amar HaShlokish, Rav Shimon Ben Lokish. Kegoyin shahorak shloishim ben yodim trefa. We're talking about that the animal killed 3 men, and each man was a traitor first. So therefore, since the man was a traitor anyway, it's like the shore killed the dead man, therefore we don't kill the shore. So but our core point of the shore killed 3 times, so therefore he's a muad to kill men. For the Gemara now, oh muad le traitor, have a muad le sholem, why? He's a muad only to kill people that are killed already, dead already. Maybe again, they don't have such a good mazel, so therefore, since they have a traitor, like dead already, that's why it's easier for the shore to kill them. But maybe a person that's a sholem, that's not a treifa, for that the shore won't kill. So you don't have a proof to say he's a muid for a sholem. Elo omer papa. Therefore a papa says like this. The kota, we're talking about that the shore killed. The orakli agma, and he ran away into the pasture, into the fields. We couldn't catch him. Again, the kota, then the 2nd day the animal killed the 2nd time. The orakli agma ran away, we couldn't catch him. So the maisa, we know the shore killed 3 times. And the reason why we didn't kill the shore in between was because the shore ran away. We couldn't catch the shore. Revacha b'rei the Raviku alma kagoyin shehuzmu zoymimei zoymimin. I tell you, the case was that true. The animal killed somebody 1 day. 2 Eidim first came and said, you know, your animal killed somebody. But then, before Bezdin went around to kill the animal, a 2nd pair of Eidim came and said the 1st ones were zoymimin. Like, the 1st ones were not true. So therefore, Bezdin said, hold it, we're not going to kill the shore, because now the 1st Eidims were like false. Then the 2nd day, the same thing happened. That 2 Eidim first came and said, this shore killed somebody. But before Bezdin went to kill the shore, another pair of Eidim came and said, Imanu Hayisem, to the 1st pair of Eidims, you're false, you were with us. And it happened again, the same thing the 3rd day. That again, the 3rd day, another 2 Eidim came and said, your shore killed somebody. And before Bezdin killed the shore, another 2 Eidim came and said about the 1st pair of Eidim, Imanu Hayisem, you're false, say this, we can't believe you. And now what happened, after this happened 3 times, a 3rd pair of Eidim came and said to the 2nd pair of Eidim that made the 1st pair Zimimim, you're false, say this. A 3rd pair said about the 2nd pair of Eidim that you are Imanu Hayisem, you are false, say this. Therefore, the 1st pair of Eidim are telling the truth. So it comes out now, after the 3rd day, we have true Eidim saying that this shore killed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Just the reason why Bezdin didn't kill the shore in between was because in between, they were proven to be Zeidemen first. So we couldn't believe the 1st Eidim. Now, after the 3rd day, the 3rd pair of Eidim came and said upon the 2nd ones that made the 1st one Zeidemen, no, you are Zeidemen. So therefore it comes out the 1st Eidim are true, so this is the case we know that your shore killed 3 times, therefore your shore is a muid, you have to pay koifer. So that's this lashon, that Ravacha b'rei the Rav Iko Omar, kagoyin shehuzmu zoymimei zoymimim. We now have a 3rd pair of Eidim that made zoymimim, the 2nd pair of Eidim that was mazmim the 1st pair. So Mara says, all these terutzim are good. This is good, like one time we had before in Dachov Dalid, that didn't you have a mu'id that has to do damage on three different days, is just to make the animal a mu'id. Not that the bailim, the owner, has to be warned in between, but as long as we know this animal did damage three times in 3 days, he becomes a mu'id. Even though we find out about it in one shot at one time. So then shapa, then it's very good. Ela, but according to the other man, the yama, if the heart, why we need 3 days, is that the owner has to be warned each day. And now the owner like becomes the mu'id for not watching ashore. And so, meimer omalei, let the owner say, lehevi yadinon, I did not know that my shore was did damage. Because after the first two eidim said on Monday, your shore killed, right away another two eidim came and said, Emanu Yisim. So we believe the second pair, that the first pair are liars. So I do not know that my shore did damage. It's only after the third day that we find out the first pair of eidim were telling the truth. But the owner was not realized, did not realize it each time. Says so the owner, like there's never liu de gavra. The owner never became a mu'ud, he had to watch his shore. Sumar says, no, the case is kagain the amri, that this third pair of eidim say over Yishino, that kolei master koto turo, all the 3 days when your shore really did damage, gadei hevikoi, you were there, the owner was there, the owner saw the way his own shore killed somebody Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So therefore the owner can't say, I did not know about it, because the owner was there watching it. So therefore now at the end, the third day, we find out the truth, that really your shore did kill Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you were there also, you saw it happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So therefore your shore, the Maisa, becomes a mu'id, and that's why now you have to pay kaifa. Ravina says another terrace could be the Makiras Bal Hashor, Vien Makiras Hashor. That two eidim saw the way somebody's shore killed somebody, and they knew this shore belongs to Reuven. So they told Reuven, Yishno, we saw one of your shores killed today. But we don't know which shore it was. Your shore ran back into the corral, got mixed up, we don't know which one. But we know that it was your shore that killed. And this happened 3 times. So Mar Takasha, but my heaven will never. What should have the owner done? How does he become a mu'id? He doesn't know which shore to watch. So you're not telling me which one of my shvarim kills, so how do I know which one to watch? So Gemara says no. Mishum the Amrile, because the Bezdin or the Eidim say to the owner, Turo Nakhano Islacho Bikurcho. You should know you have an animal that does damage in your bokker, in your corral. You have a nakhon, you have an animal that goes kills people. Therefore, Iboilacho Neture Kula Bikurcho. You should have watched your whole corral of animals. You shouldn't have let them go loose. You should have watched them, every one of them. To suffix which one of them is the mu'id, is doing the damage, you have to watch all your shvarim. So since he didn't watch it, this is the case that the owner of the shore itself becomes a mu'id, even though we can't kill the shore each time after it killed the man. Because it killed today, we don't know which shore it was, we can't kill the shore. Just later, after the third time, now the eidim recognize this shore, and they say, yes, this was the shore that killed 3 times. So since now, after it happened 3 times, the eidim recognize this shore, so the bailim became a mu'id already, because he was warned 3 times. Now that we know this is the shore that killed 3 times, this shore is the mu'id, therefore the bala shore has to pay kaifer. Now the Mishnah says, there the zechayav misa. Even though your shore is only a tam, if it kills a man, it's chayav misa. Tana Rabban, a word like this. Mimashma shenema. Since the Pasuk says, sokel ye sokel hashor, that there's a mitzvah to kill the shore, you have to stone the shore. If a shore killed a man, even if it's a tam, we have to stone the shore. So any day, don't I know, shenavelehi, that if you stone the shore isn't, the dead body's in the vela. Or nevela, asura bachila, I know you're not allowed to eat a nevela. If so, matay maloyma lo yecheles pesaroi. Why does the Pasuk have to say on such a shore that you stone it, you're not allowed to eat its flesh? Of course not, it's nevela. So Mura says, magadokhla, because the Pasuk comes to teach us, shim shochatu, liyacha shenigma dinoi, that once Bezdin passed the noise that your shore killed somebody, and now we know that this shore has a chiyah skiller on it, now, even if before we kill it, the owner goes and makes a shchiter on it, the locher is also bachila, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat. It's also bachila, that's the chiddush. Ainly yellow bachila, I only know that you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Bahanomi 9, how do I know you can't have enjoyment from the meat? You can't even give it to a dog, you can't sell it to a guy? Talmud Oimah, the Pasuk says, Ubal hashor noki. That the Baal HaShor is free, is clean from this animal, that he has nothing at all from the shore. But the more my mashma, how do I know what the word Baal HaShor Noki means? So Shimon ben Zayma Oimer, you know what the pasuk means? Ki odam shayim lechaveroi, like a person tells his friend and says over, Yotze ish ploini nokim lechasev. This person went like bankrupt. He's free from all his crap, like he owns nothing. He has nothing there. That's what the pasuk means. Ubala shanoki, he can't have enjoyment either from this meat. Now the Gemara asks, Umimai de lo yoicheles besoroi. Lehechid de shacha tu achash nigmadinoi. Shosa bachilo. How do you know that's John the Pasek? That even in the case of you made a good shchita, after the Gemara din, after Bezin Paskin of the Shoros Chayus Gilo, then the owner went and made a good shchita, that you can't eat from it. Ema, maybe no. Maybe say, Tehecha de shacha tu achash nigmadinoi, shora bachilo. Maybe if you made a good shchita before you killed the shor, just after the Gemara din, maybe the shchita is kosher, you'll not eat from the meat. Who? Fahein lo yerchles besaroi. You know what the pasuk means to say you can't eat from the meat? Maybe lehecha de sakle miskal. Maybe it means to teach us that after you made the skila, the yosaba nohu, that the meat is yosaba noh. You ask the question, what does the pasuk have to say lo yerchel? If you stone the animal, pshit it's in the veilo, I'll tell you, you know what the pasuk is teaching us lo yerchel? That the meat is yosaba noh. Not that you can't eat the meat, that I know pshita. The meat is in the veilo. You stoned the animal, you didn't shecht it. Avadi, you can't eat the meat. But maybe I would have thought to say it's mutabano. Aye, what does lo yoichel have to do with an ister hano? You can't have enjoyment from it. Hatayukin Rabbi Yavua, like Rabbi Yavua. The Yomer Rabbi Yavua, Rabbi Loza, komokom shenema lo yoichel, lo toichel, lo toichlu. Whenever the Torah uses one of these lashonis, when the Torah says don't eat, or lo toichel, lo toichlu, you know what the pasuk means? It means echad ister achilu v'echad ister hano b'mashma. The pasuk means to say, not only is it also to eat, but you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it either. There's an iser hanor involved. So when the Torah says the word lo yoichal, it includes enjoyment. Because the svar is, like by saying don't eat it, eating is the biggest enjoyment you can have from food. So when the Torah says don't eat it, it doesn't only mean you can't eat it. It means you can't have any enjoyment from it. Just what is the biggest enjoyment from food? Eating it. So when the Torah says don't eat it, it means don't have enjoyment from it. That's from Rav Huis Pshat. Ashi yiparat l'cha kosev, until the Torah says clearly not like that. Kedera shiparat l'cha b'nevela. Like the Torah said by regular nevela, when a regular animal dies, there the Torah says, l'ager v'nesino, u'l'yavik l'cha b'mechira. There the Torah says, you're allowed to give it to a ger teshav, for a present, and you're allowed to give it to a guy to sell it to a guy. Even though we know in nevela you can't eat, but since here the Torah says clearly it's mutav hanor, only here is it mutav hanor. But all other places, when the Torah says lo yoichel, it means an iser hanor also. So maybe here, by this shor haniskal, that maybe even after you have a gemar din, if you would make a good shchita, maybe you'll not eat from the meat. But the pshat from the pasuk is, the pasuk is teaching us that it's also b'hanor. So in the case where you don't shecht it, where you just stone it, that not only is it also b'achil, it's also b'hanor. So the Torah says no. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hani mili, when do I have Rabbi Avuah's pshat? That when the Torah says lo yoichel, it means both an iser achila and an iser hano. Heichid anafid lo yiser achila v'yiser hano mikra molei. When I mikra mi lo yoichel, when I learn out both these surah from the pasuk, if the pasuk lo yoichel would mean you can't eat it and you can't have enjoyment from it, then it's good. Avalocha, but over here, if you stone the animal already, the iser achila, you know why you can't eat this animal? Misoka yisoka nafka. Because once you have to stone the animal, you don't shecht it, you just kill it, it's an avela. From that alone I know it's also bachila. If so, you're going to tell me to think. Hi, lo yoichi. You know what the pasuk means now, lo yoichi, you can't eat this meat. The question was, if it's an avela, pshit, you can't eat it. So you want to answer me, maybe. Espesoro means iser hanohu, that the pasuk means to teach us. Not only can't eat it because of a nevela, but it's also asabahno. Maybe that's what the word layecha means. The Gemara says, no, if so, nichta rachmona layahana. The apostle should have said clearly, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. Because that you can't eat it, I know already you can't eat it. Since it's a nevela, it's an animal that was stoned to death, pshit you can't eat it. So the pasuk only means to teach me that you can't have enjoyment from it, you can't give it to your dog. So the Torah should have said clearly, layahana. Inami layecha left the soroi. For period. So since the pasuk says lo yoichal, l'churis mashma, that the pasuk is teaching me it's osat heat. So that was the question, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita it's osat heat. So the Torah says, the chiddush is, even if you make a good shchita, that once this Shor HaNiskla as a Gemara Din is supposed to be killed, even if you make a good Shechita, still the Maisa Tzasa Bechila. In Amr, the Gemara says like this, Lo Yochles Besorah Lomli, what do the Pesach Lo Yochles Besorah? The Yafagav, the Yavdi came Vosor, even though you made it like meat, means the Shachtei, Osor, even though you made a Shechita, still a Tzasa Bechila. Maskevo Mazutra,